Thank you. they really got to me. And I have suffered from their fear. And wondered if the time was near to go back.
Okay, robot, come here. Come over here. We want to attend this on.
Hey, like, take this mop and clean up the mess in the studio, okay?
Mop your way back here. And when you finish, I got a joke for you. Okay, robot, mop. Okay, you did a good job. So here's the robot joke I promised. Did you ever hear about the electric toaster who met this alarm clock?
Okay, robot, do some tricks for me. Stand on your 12 toes, put your 3 arms in the air, and jump. Okay, robot, now fold down in a heap.
Now pick yourself up. And turn around on your heels at approximately 1,000 per hour.
Now, robot, put on your shades and your denim pants and get together in a country dance.
Yeah, and send our regards to Hell 9000. Legend said that Elizabeth Goose, it seems, was born. Now, legend had her turned and tossed until in 19th century Boston, the folks who were into Mother Goosey, whose collection of rhymes was ripe and juicy, began to declare and declare again that Bob was a real American. Well, Elizabeth probably knew what it cost her to live alone as Elizabeth Foster. So at 27, she spread the news that she would marry old Isaac Goose. Now, there were 16 kids in the family Goose, 6 from Elizabeth and 10 were not sure whose. One of their daughters married Tom Fleet, who printed books on Pudding Lane Street. Now, old Tom Fleet, he could have done worse than to publish his mother-in-law's collected purse. As years went by, children's rhyme, written by people and forgotten by time, was collected and printed by hook or by crook under the wing of the Mother Goose book. Most of the rhymes wore a silly hat, but they helped us remember where things were at. Like Jack and Jill, they were possibly two moon children named Yuppie and Bill. And the people of ancient Scandinavia could see their picture on the full moon, carrying together a pole and a bucket of water. Tootling was a special way of playing a flute, and an old American tune called the Yankee Tootle became Yankee Doodle. And in 1775, the Pennsylvania Evening Post reported that General Gage's troops felt so down they stopped dancing the Yankee Doodle. And little Bo Peep was really the old game of hide and seek. If you play Bo Peep, you have to look for your friends. Golden harp, and we have labored after dark, taking time for predilection and making time our cross affection. Everything is turning faster. Time is servant and hands is master. I'm not you, and you're not me. Time has set the master free.
Thank you. old word used by ancient Hebrews to make magic.
Every time the music stops, you be the sound you hear.
Seldom heard. Different countries use different bods. Different bods for different squads. Sometimes, in a body way, folks say exactly what they mean to say. Cat twitches tail. Mat, dog wags tail, glad. Restless person wiggles toes and taps fingers and scratches nose. Sometimes finger tapping is a dance you do to help some idea come into view. Clench fist, swing leg, can mean a pow, a crunch, or go suck an egg. Fingers through hair, or petting a knee, can mean I love you, or you love me. Eyebrows down, fear or wonder. Eyebrows up, surprise, doubt or thunder. Hip
here we go. Now when somebody looks you in the eye, that doesn't always mean it's a truthful guy. Sometimes it's something like hypnosis, and sometimes it's simply staring where your nose is. Now, undoing a button, unless you're a mouse, can mean welcome to my shirt or blouse, or is much too hot inside this house. Yep. Suddenly looking the other way can mean, don't talk to me today. And when somebody's words offend your head, sometimes you cover your eyes or ears like hiding under your bed. Help you get the truth from the frauds if you watch body words that I call bugs.
And there were in that big city children abiding in the streets by night, keeping watch over their brothers and sisters, and the spirit of Christmas were upon them, for they were angels, and the candles of Christmas shone around about them, but they were so afraid.
He's a geezer.
Back in my bed, but then I opened my eyes and the ghost had disappeared. The clock struck two, and there was a big, good-looking ghost, sort of a Santa Claus. He was surrounded by all kinds of goodies and Christmas presents. Said he was a ghost of Christmas present, get it?
Ebenezer, I thought I would just drop in for a drink or maybe a bite. I'm the ghost with the most to offer. I'm behind every gift you get. I can give you a break, or a good Christmas cake, or a 10-foot TV set. I'm the spirit of Christmas present. And it's not easy getting through. Every Christmas I reach some who love and some who teach. And right now, I'm reaching you, a baby. But I don't have any money, so I can't give this to you. And besides, you just can't take it with you, 'cause it goes quicker than you do. But someone gave you love at Christmas, even though those days are gone. I'm the spirit that reminds you to pass it on and on and on. happen. I'm a cousin of everybody. Part of them, part of us, and part of we. So here is toast to my favorite ghost, to Christmas in all humanity. Yes, the ghost with the most is me. And now, do with my friend Esther a belly dance.
Let's start by wiggling our fingers. Now add your wrists and wiggle those, and your elbows and your shoulders. And now stand up and wiggle your hips and your chest and your back, and don't forget your belly.
Now try doing the belly dance with your mind. That's right. Wiggle your brain. Shake your neurons. Give a little dance first class to your synapses. Keep your medulla oblonga.
Thank you. They're always touching, always looking in a the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful flower that lived on a hill. It was a lovely poppy with large crinkly red leaves and long stamens in the center covered with pollen. We shall call the poppy Mulan. Mulan lived a quiet life. She would wake in the morning and stretch her stem. Then she would unfold her petals and shake them out until they lay about her in perfect fashion. And then she would dance. She danced beautifully, but all alone, because she was the only flower living on the hill. The only other poppy she had ever seen lived so far away that she could only see it when the day was perfectly clear. And so her dance was not as happy as it could have been, for Mulan was indeed a lonely flower. One springtime, the rain did not fall. Mulan searched and searched for the dew to drink, but the grass was dry and parched. Day after day there was no rain, and day after day Mulan continued to wilt. Her beautiful red petals began to droop, and her long, gracious stem began to buckle. No longer could she hold her proud head up high. It was indeed sad upon the hill. But all was not lost. Suddenly, a lightning storm flashed across the sky. The thunder roared and the rain poured. Mulan was pushed by the strong rain, this way and that, and she jumped and moved her petals in a sharp, jerky way to protect herself from all the water. Surely I will not survive, thought Mulan, but she was wrong. The storm ended, and Mulan, exhausted from the fight, closed her petals and went to sleep. When the morning dawned, it was beautiful and warm. Again, without thinking, Mulan stretched her stem and unfolded her petals and shook them out until they lay about her in perfect fashion. Then, and only then, did she dare to look about. She opened her eyes, but did not believe what she saw. "It cannot be," said Mulan. "It is not possible, and yet it is true." Mulan looked at her center and saw that the pollen was gone from her long stamens. "That explains it," she thought. "The wind has carried my pollen to the other flower and its pollen to me, and we now have a family of poppies just like us." Once more, Mulan looked all about the hill that she loved so dearly. It was covered with poppies, beautiful little new poppies growing happily and gracefully. Poppies with crinkly red leaves and long stamens in the center. "It is no longer a lonely hill," said Mulan, and she danced among her new poppies and bowed graciously to each one, and to all of them she blew a kiss.
Thank you. Yesterday my second wife fell in the afternoon. Slipped into hysteria and talked about the moon. Well, this was only temporary, so the doctor said. So I watched a football game and she went off to bed.
Thank you. totale Krieg wird damit
Star to every one.
Thank you. Seen it.
Error.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.